Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360. Welcome back this week, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you're staying safe. We are going to be talking about artificial intelligence and radiology. What? Is that a thing in veterinary medicine? Yes, it is a thing. And with me today is Dr. Neil Shaw. Welcome, Dr. Shaw.
Adam, thank you. Good morning. It's great to be here. Appreciate you inviting me.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to this because we all love talking about technology, especially now. During the pandemic. So Dr. Neil Shaw is a diplomat of American College of Veterinary Internal Medicine, and he was the medical founder of Blue Pearl Veterinary Partners and served as the first chief medical officer for Mars Incorporated. Following a brief retirement, Neil founded Signal Pet, providing the vision that independent primary care veterinarians can harness artificial intelligence to seamlessly expand their range and depth of care. You know, when I hear that, that's so awesome. It really is. It's just, so, you know, tell me about the story of all of this, like, you know, how you decided to, you know, found it, you know, Signal Pet, all of that. I'm so intrigued.
No, Adam, thank you. It's been a fantastic experience. The last 20 years I was involved in specialty practice and helped establish the model of a referral hospital, which really has worked out great. And not to take away at all from the referral process, at the same time, I came to the realization what was really needed and the way to best serve clients and no doubt best serve patients and pets is to help create protocols for the care of the sick and injured pets in general practice, in primary care practice. In other words, cases don't all need to be referred. How can we scale what specialty does, medicine does in a referral practice, but do so in the primary care practices? And it was really time. The models or the protocols for preventative care, wellness care, prevention of infectious diseases, heartworm prevention, and such are well established. The models for treatment and illnesses and common injuries in primary care practices really haven't been well established, and it was time to do so. And the only way to scale that, the only way to be able to benefit the practices, is through technology. Mm-hmm. And I spent a lot of time on the West Coast where technology was in the air, and got together with some really crackerjack folks and challenged them.
Gosh, I would imagine.
Can this technology thing really work? Truly, can it really work? And they said, the goal of technology is to make life easier. And if that means a professional life and a provision of care, then we can accomplish that goal. And at first I didn't believe it. And so we started with radiology. It was happening in human medicine. It seemed like an obvious start. And we were did it under the radar. As a test. And we spent several years doing that, and it worked beautifully. And I feel reborn. It's so exciting to look what's ahead for our profession that the possibilities are limitless. It has really been a fantastic, fantastic experience, truly. Yeah.
I just love hearing these stories because it's just like how we advance the profession together. And this is one of those examples of how we do it.
Let's together move veterinary medicine forward. Really to the benefit of clinicians, to the benefit of veterinary practices. And that will only work when we benefit our patients, when we benefit our clients. Yeah.
So you must get asked this then too. So like if what is the difference between like the artificial intelligence results with that of say like having a radiology consultation?
I gotcha. Yeah, no, it's very interesting. So I would look at a radiology consultation into two parts. There is the identification of what is on the image, and then the recommendations on what to, combining the clinical history, perhaps other input laboratory results or such, combined with what's on the image, and making, and the radiologist makes case recommendations. The artificial intelligence does a great job on recognizing what's on the image. At this point, the ability to make recommendations based on the history, based on the signalment, based on other input from the veterinarian who submitted the films, that really is the bailiwick are currently of radiologists. And that's what folks tend to rely on a radiologist for. Again, to recognize what's on a radiograph, that comfortably can be done with artificial intelligence. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable. I think of like the new graduates too, that, you know, even veterinarians that are just trying to, you know, if you second guess yourself, and I just wish I had another pair of eyes on, you know, these images or whatever, and you have, boom, this capability to do that, which is pretty remarkable, you know?
It's great. It's great, especially for the newest, younger associates, I say new associates.
Yeah. And
they really, our peers,
yes,
come out of school a little insecure with regards to radiology, and often they can get the right answer. They often have the right answer. They often know the difference between normal and abnormal.
Yeah.
They just need just a little bit of a confidence push to be able to state so.
Yeah. Agree.
This does it beautifully. Yeah.
Yeah. So what's something that that people would find surprising with radiology and artificial intelligence?
The amazing part is initially, I think the first question that often came up was, gosh, we've got such a diverse group of patients. A cat is different on a radiograph than a dog. A bulldog is very different than, say, a greyhound or a German shepherd on a radiograph. If the patient is not exactly straight, or if the positioning is not 100% perfect, would the system be able to note abnormal from normal? And very early on, we found that all of those challenges were actually fine. The system very competently could accommodate for changes in body sizes, not 100% perfect positioning, different cats versus dogs and such. The system can very adequately do that. It really is, the way you think of the system is you think of it as another clinician. Mm. Is as long as the film is okay for another clinician, the system can comfortably read the film. Yeah.
Yeah, that's really remarkable. Yeah. Gosh, you know, I think of like when I first started practicing, I was hand dipping X-rays.
Right.
Right. You remember those days, right?
I do. I remember. I grew up. My father's a general practitioner, and a couple of times I left the film vault open, and I
yes.
That's an expensive lesson, right?
And remember then,
and then I was so many seconds in this, and then you rinse, and then yes. So many seconds, and now it's completely changed. But the exciting part is. He's going through this process is we're now revisiting basic radiology.
Right.
I think rather than having to do an ultrasound, and in practice I did ultrasounds day in and day out, or having to do perhaps a cross-sectional imaging, there is a lot of information on good plain film radiographs that we just have to bring out, that we mm-hmm. have to have the confidence to bring out. And it's an ability to kind of not go back to hand dipping films, but its ability to go back to plain films and say, there is a ton of clinical data we can glean from these films to help the patient. Let's go back and identify sure. what that information is. And that frankly, that has been really cool.
Rediscovering
the art of radiology. Yeah.
It is an art. Radiology yeah. is really an art. And, you know, with artificial intelligence, so SignalPet is an example of this type of technology. So, you know, tell me a little bit about the uniqueness behind SignalPet's technology.
There are many ways to approach artificial intelligence. It's actually a broad topic. It's not a narrow topic. Yeah. It's a very broad topic. There's, if you will, quick and dirty shortcuts. just putting in a bunch of data and trying to get some results. There's also developing a process. And what we've done is we've gone through what was a long and frankly an expensive, but a good process of actually teaching the system normal from abnormal, revisiting, very similar to training a veterinary student. This is a bone density. This is a soft tissue density. This is a fat density. This is a thorax. This is an abdomen. This is a ventrodorsal. This is a lateral. This is a canine skeleton versus a feline skeleton, and so on and so forth, to take that process and then teach the system to think as a clinician. Mm-hmm. Not just generically look at the information, but teach the system to think as a clinician in analyzing the information. And it's very possible. And that process beyond the data itself, we ended up patenting, and we received the patent from the patent office very quickly. In that the process is now all patented to teach a system to interpret veterinary radiographs as if that system were an individual or a person, and allow that system to continuously grow and expand in its knowledge base. And that's the unique part of what we've done. We look forward to the field unfolding, and we look forward to that process applying to other areas beyond radiology. We know it'll be of benefit. Yeah.
Yeah, it is really remarkable. And, you know, I'm just looking at some of the things like signal ray reporting, signal packs. So there's, you know, all these different modalities that you have within the organization, which is, you know, so nice. And it marries well with practice management software systems and those kinds of things too. What would be the one piece of advice that you would want like our listeners to know about with artificial intelligence?
It's it's a great question. What I would say is this is the future. It's unquestionably the future. It's 100% happening in human medicine. The American Radiology Conference, the Human Radiology Conference, is almost all artificial intelligence now. Mm-hmm. It's happening in veterinary medicine, and it'll expand beyond radiology. Learn about it, embrace it. Don't be threatened. Don't be challenged. It would fit under the definition of augmented medicine. Ultimately, the clinician is in charge. Ultimately, the clinician makes the call. It's a tremendous resource to assist clinicians. Get to know it. It'll be your best friend.
Yeah, I've had experience with it too. And what I do love to, you know, those that are tuning in is that you do get the result. So we worry about workflow efficiency big time in veterinary medicine now more than ever. And so, but with virtual care and this kind of artificial technology, it marries well. You get results back in less than 10 minutes. And, you know, that way you can talk to the pet parent right then and there, like if they're in curbside check-in or whatever, maybe if it's a question of, do I need to refer them as a general practitioner, let's just say for me as an example, you know, do I need to refer them because of what I'm seeing in those lung fields? Or is this something because I use AI and it says, no, those are pulmonary osteomas instead of, you know, Mets or whatever. I was like, oh, this is great. Then it gives us that better peace of mind that we can make those best decisions for our patients together. So I love that.
That's exactly it. It's very similar to the analogy of in-house laboratory equipment and point of care testing to allow you to make decisions, move, act, and provide service to the client rather than submitting it and waiting for a day or two to get results. Absolutely.
Excellent. I love it.
Yeah.
Dr. Neil Shaw, where can we find more information about Signal Pet?
The information on the website, www.signalpet.com, is a great source of information. Reach out to us. Happy to speak to anybody and everybody to discuss. We're really excited. It's going very well. Thousands of veterinarians are now using this. We'd be happy to discuss it further.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Thank you for your time. And thank you to our listeners for tuning in, because artificial intelligence is not going anywhere. This is the newer normal. So Yep, it's the newer normal. So you can learn more about it on the website. And thank you so much to our listeners for tuning in. Have a great week. Stay possum. Take care of your fur babies. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay possum.